Let's get this going.
This one's for the trucker's wife.
Oh, trucker's wife.
I know your husband's gone during the week. You've got some nice assets. I like watching you chase your dogs around the yard. I doubt if you're on here, but if you are, tell me what road you live on. It's west of Appleton.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
A little trolling while husband's away. All creeper, right. That's gross. Yeah. Anyway.
Taking your man. Treat your man like a man with respect, with a love. Hold him tight or I will take him from you in a snap. Mm. He belongs to be loved and you ain't doing it. Step up or I will. That's all. Girl.
Store manager at Arby's.
Oh.
I know this is a long shot, but life is about taking chances.
That's right.
I've been watching you for a while. I just can't seem to stop thinking about you. I come in there a couple times a week and order the same thing. You're always very much in charge, running around, making sure your customers are taken care of. I think that's super hot. Once, we had a conversation when you came by my table, and you gave me a card for an online customer feedback, but I mostly just sat and watched you while I ate my lunch. Wishing I had the nerve to strike up a conversation with you. Your name starts with a K.
All right.
Playdate. I kicked myself after you left the mall today. I wanted to ask your name, but I was too slow in chasing my daughter. You too had a little girl. She was about one, walking and chatting it up with mine. I know this is probably something that happened trends of times today alone, but maybe, just maybe. So gist of this long shot, let's plan it next time. You were pleasant.
You were pleasant.
You were pleasant. Very pleasant. Yes.
Carrot on the door. I met you on here last year around Easter. You told me I'd know which apartment was yours by the carrot on the door. You told me you got the idea by watching a documentary.
Oh.
I wish I still had your number. And we still had our arrangement. Some things happen, though, and it's hard to explain, but if you know who this is, get back to me. Throw here or my number. Hope to hear from you soon.
That's been quite an arrangement if you lost the number.
Carrot on the door.
I've been walking up and down the hallway. I don't see any carrots. Right. Where did you go?
Yeah. Haunted. I'm waiting on you. Please talk to me. You haunt me. You make me yearn to talk to you, yet I cannot. If I do, I will fall into our familiar rhythm. I love you. You visit me in my dreams, so happy yet it's so perverse. I can't tell anyone. I don't know how to feel. I feel as if I should scrub myself raw with a cheese grater. Defiled brain, my soul unpure. My thoughts go back to you and me. My thoughts can't stay in the present. I need to see you. I need to talk to you. I need a sense of closure. So bipolar. One day you love me, the next you don't. Years upon your roller coaster, you refuse to accept certain parts of me. You try to turn me into some weak victim. Who can I tell that I want to be with you? Who can I tell that there's a part within me locked so deep, screaming and thrashing against the cage I've built for it? The haunting cries as it begs and begs. I can't take it. I'm afraid I'll go out of my way to see you, to talk to you. Anything for your voice, your eyes, your taste. I love you deeply. I don't know why. Unsettled and coarse, I feel inside. I know you are not over me. Silence comes and therapy refuses to be cheap. Impulsive purchases, alcohol therapy, medications, and surgeries.
Oh, my God.
So many. Skiing and snowboarding.
I think I got it figured out.
Anything to bring me close to you. Anything to give me a chance of chancing to see you. Anything to cage haunted ghosts that perhaps this time you won't let me go. My car I sold. You never tried.
Oh.
You never fought for me. You only kept trying to prove to me that we were meant to be. We'd always end up back together. How, it didn't matter. The one time I needed a cycle to continue, you let me just walk out in a sleep-deprived daze. You never returned the one or two calls. You never returned the text. The snail mail I left unopened and piling on the counter. I love you so much. It hurts me inside. A crossroads that I can't cross without you. Oh,
good Lord.
Having been at my side.
Yeah, like she left one or two messages. Sure she did. Right. Yeah, yeah. And she'd talk through the entire football game. She would. Yeah, that's why she's single. All right.
What was that part about? You leave a girl for talking through a football game?
What was the part about I need?
I need.
Yeah. Is this about you?
Are you okay? I met you on Linden Street, New Year's Eve, a few years ago. You were going to Milwaukee to visit a relative. We were supposed to get together when you returned. Would be nice to know if you're okay.
I'm sorry, when were they supposed to get together?
3 years ago. 3 years. Oh, 3 years I'm ago. Sorry, a few years ago. Maybe that only means one or two to this person.
By the way, it's Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Optivision.
I'm so concerned about you that I've let this go for a few years.
But right. Now I'm going to follow right. Up on that.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Right.
Yeah. Kisses. I know I messed up. I'm sorry from the bottom of my soul. I miss you most nights. I think, man, I really loved you.
I miss you most nights.
Maybe still do. I know you're happy now. Some lucky guy's giving you what I wish I could. If you see this and wanna just email back and forth, no hanging out or talking, just email me, DS. But put in the subject line the color of your car's hood.
Oh, yeah. Because it's different than the color of the car?
Yeah. My sweetest blonde, it has been a while since I've spoken to you and I miss it terribly. I guess you don't understand what you mean to me.
No.
I wonder how things are going for you. We had some fun times. I know we had great chemistry for each other. I wish I knew what happened that afternoon, but I guess I will never know. You know that I'm very understanding. All you have to do is talk to me. I'm still waiting, patiently, for you.
Yeah.
I think about you every day. I hope I still cross your mind a little bit, though I don't expect to see you. It would be nice to talk to you again. If this is you, put my name in the subject line. I never changed my mind about you. I tried to, but there is just something about you. That's something inside me. Just won't let go of. That's from RickQuotes.com.
A gorgeous big-breasted woman in electronics section wearing glasses. We shared smiles twice as I pushed my cart and I checked you out a few times trying not to be creepy about it. If you remember, email me. Ooga.
McDonald's. I met you 3 weeks ago in line at KFC. You refused to give me your digits, but you said we could meet at McDonald's on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I went in there and waited an hour, but you never showed up. But I think you did not say what McDonald's you live by. So then last Saturday, I went to a different one. You weren't there either. So last night, I went to a different one again. You did not show again. So I figured there are only about 5 or maybe 10 around. But what if you stop looking for me? Then what? So I hope you see this and write back. If you don't have internet, then I understand you may not write me back. Or if you can at least go to somebody's house and use the internet, then you can see this. If you don't read it, then you will probably not write me back. But if you do read it and don't write me back, then just meet me at KFC where we met at the first time. I sure hope I see you. It was such a magic meeting. That's from T-Pony.
T-Pony. That is Misconnection Wednesday. Brought to my
T-Pony, why'd you have to throw KFC in there, too? It's just too confusing now.
It's all confusing, yeah. How many locations are those you got to go to?
5 or 10.
LASIK 1359, regardless of your prescription, call them today. 1-800-20-